Good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports on your Saturday afternoon. Of course you are. And now we are just but 1 week away from the return of the Vitality Super League in netball. And to tell us all about the final preparations and how the team are feeling ahead of that big return, it's the captain of the Saracens Mavericks, England star, Sasha Corbin. Sasha, welcome to Verum Sports. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Excellent. Honestly, it's great to always chat to the mighty Mavs. And just, again, an impressive pre-season. The big kit reveal as part of the We Are Stronger Together program a few weeks ago. How did it feel in that new kit, in that new era it feels for the Mavs?
Yeah, it is new. It's really exciting. It just feels like we're part of something even bigger than what we were before. A really massive kind of family. Especially with the rugby, so that's really cool. But yeah, like, it just feels so good to come out, new colours, fresh team, new mindsets, you know, we're all ready to go, yeah.
Excellent stuff, and building as we are, of course, to the return of that Super League, February the 22nd, a week today. I'm really intrigued about this because you know yourself as an elite athlete, Sasha, how important process is and a commitment to excellence. Yeah. What is the? How does the training regime differ in the final week before the big one? Obviously, nobody wants any injuries, but yeah. I guess you want to go in at peak level. How do you guys find that balance?
Well, it's really funny. Well, we've kind of been training at high intensity throughout the last couple of weeks because we've had some games. But also, like, during the preseason, we're kind of ready because we've been kind of in a hard block of just intense training. So I think we're just ready to kind of let loose now and just see where we are at the beginning of the season. But just kind of, you know, just really excited to go out there and play and just literally... We're really confident, so we just know we need to do what we need to do on the day, if that makes sense. So training has been good. It really has. Hard.
I tell you what, yeah, obviously there you are the captain. I can feel your enthusiasm for this season. The last two campaigns have been agonising, though, haven't they, Sasha?
Yeah.
So close to the playoffs, denied literally the final game of both of the last seasons. So near so far, but there is a sense, isn't there, that, you know, this... could well be quite a special year.
Yeah, it really can be. We were gutted the last two seasons. But what we're really excited about in general is that we've got a really good foundation of players. Like, we've stayed with these players for the last two seasons. We've got two new additions, which is really exciting and brings a completely different depth to our team, which is Jodie Gibson in defence. And we've got Chloe Essam in the front as an attacker. But most of us, like, all eight of us have been together, and we feel really strongly that, you know, our foundation is strong. So all we need to do is keep pushing and building. And we can't have any slip-ups this year. But the way the preseason has been going, it's been really exciting, and the energy in the team has been really good. There's, like, this air of confidence, which is good going into the first game of the season, but we just want to make sure that every game that we play, we keep building and, you know, checking and challenging each other where we can go so we can get better results and keep going. That's what we're after, really.
Yeah, honestly, I really think you've explained that brilliantly. In your role as captain, Sasha, I'm interested here because your wonderful game of netball is so fast-paced.
Yeah.
To what extent is your role on the field as a kind of motivator, or what extent are you able to almost switch up, change tactics? Just explain almost the nuances of the captaincy role.
I guess you kind of hit the nail on the head, more of a motivator. So definitely at quarter times, like, we get together and you kind of want to boost the team and get them going and riled up and even kind of just, like, in a beast mode.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, like, what I try to do mainly. But on court, it's just kind of, like, just leading by example in the way that I play and keep talking to everyone around. Yes, we do change up tactics, but that's generally within, like, units. So everyone knows their roles within that. But generally, it's just kind of motivating, try to be inspiring when on court. But everyone, like, honestly, our team, they're full of leaders. So it makes it really easy to kind of get messages out and keep us on task, yeah.
Hey, brilliantly explained. I appreciate your insights there. Sasha, again, an England star. We're lucky to have you as part of the Mavericks. No question about that. An inspirational leader. Tell me a little bit about the masterclasses that you've been running.
Oh, yeah, I've had quite a few masterclasses. So I run solo sessions, which is all about just kind of getting people to try new things and new drills and skills and get them motivated for their season or their games. And then also Mavericks have masterclasses as well, which is again trying to inspire young people, get them enjoying the game and getting them into a competitive spirit. And then Everyone Active throws them as well. So this is really cool. Like, we've got so many going on in the kind of Hertfordshire area and just kind of trying to get as many people playing netball as possible, many people excited about the game. So that's kind of what's happening.
Loving it. And it is such an exciting time to be involved at high-level netball. Obviously, the Red Roses of England, the home World Cup and the recent series with South Africa, Jamaica, New Zealand came to town, and the Super League coming back with Sky and all of that jazz. It really is on the up, isn't it, netball? What a great time to be involved.
It's amazing. And we want more and more and more. Never stop asking for more, because it is brilliant. People are talking about netball. People are seeing it on the TV often, especially now it's coming up to the start of the season. People are just talking. It's on the tip of the tongue. I love that. Like, you don't get that often. Like, it's been happening recently over time, but even more so now. And our game is booming. There's new rules and different things that are kind of being implemented to keep the game flowing, which is really exciting as well. Again, we've got so many England players in our team, which is really exciting, because obviously they've just proved themselves against the world's best. And now they're going to put it on the domestic side as well, in the domestic stage. So they will really be wanting to put their best foot forward anyway, just because obviously they want to be playing for England as well. And then, we're going to just have, I'm just really excited about our team.
Sasha, honestly, do not apologise at all. I am loving your energy and I'm already super excited. It's just a week away, isn't it? February the 22nd gets underway and you take on Seven Stars. A much changed Seven Stars, aren't they? They've had a lot of new players come in. A bit of an unknown proposition, irrespective. I'll tell you what I love. It's up in Birmingham. And I think this is almost unique. All the teams are involved in one afternoon, aren't they? And that's got to be great. Right. What a great firecracking start to the season.
Yeah, I think they said there was 98% of the tickets were sold just the other day, which is like the most that ever has happened for netball in terms of ticket sales. So that's so exciting in a huge arena like Birmingham. And like, all the teams are going to be there. So there's going to be a game pretty much every 2 hours. And it'll be on the TV screen throughout the whole of the day. And that's top-level netball, everyone in the same arena. If you're a fan, you get to see everyone, and you probably even get to get, you know, autographs and things from everyone as well, which is a nice little touch, which you don't normally get. It's going to be great. And even us, like, we've got a game on the 11th of May at the MK Arena, which is massive for us, like, having a home game there. It's against Loughborough Lightning. And that's going to be a huge battle as well. And again, it's in a large arena, so we really want to get people coming to that game. So if you're not coming to any game at all, make sure you're at that one, because it's going to be a huge space and exciting game. Yeah.
Sasha, honestly, I'm just really appreciating your passion. It's really coming through the airwaves. Now, that's a critical thing, like you say, heading up to that big one in May at the MK Arena. But a chance, of course, to get involved if you haven't already with the Mavericks. We're going to follow them, of course. We are every pass of the way. But tell us, Sasha, what is the best way to engage with you, to learn more, to invest in and get a ticket for some of your upcoming fixtures?
To be honest, like, honestly, anywhere on social media. So you can follow Saracens Mavericks on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. They're consistently pushing things out and have links to the website. So if you want to look in, if you're looking for a ticket or anything like that or any game, go to the Saracens Mavericks website. Just type it in Google, it'll come up. It will be in the ticket section. So yeah, please come down and support us, because we absolutely love playing for people. We want to perform. And we want to have, like, major crowds, because it's really exciting to play in.
It's going to be an amazing season. I can feel it in my bones, Sasha. Once again, we're going to follow you. Of course, we are. We're excited for it every pass of the way. But just again, remind us, that's best way to engage with you via social media and online.
Yes, social media, online, any of them.
Love it. Sasha, I tell you what, have a great rest of your weekend. Send my best wishes to everybody at the Mavs, and we'll look forward to picking things up with the team next week as you have that big season launch up in Birmingham. Thank you once again.
Thank you.